What's the dog?
We don't know.
You're being recorded.
We're being recorded. Uh-oh, we can't say any of our family secrets.
There you go. Okay, so we're going to do this quickly in half an hour. My internet connection is still unstable. I'm going to get this.
Oh, they have a whole consent. I have to give consent. Yeah, wait.
Right, it's a whole consent thing now.
Oh, really?
That's a change. Yeah, Zoom now makes you consent to the recording. No secret recordings.
What if you don't consent?
What? Then you're not. Then you're off.
You can, I don't know, what if you don't consent?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
All right, these calls have been rising for a really long time. They're probably over risen, but
okay, so this week's parsha is Balotka, and it includes the Pesach Sheni, which is where Hashem tells Moshe, you're going to do the Pesach again, this time a year later, in the wilderness, and this is the last time they'll do it because they'll mess things up for the next 40 years. There are those who were tamei. And they couldn't do Pesach on Pesach. And so they came before Moshe and Aaron and asked, what do we do? So the people said, we are Tmeim. We can't bring a carbon. Why should we be excluded? That we can't bring the carbon. Carbon Pesach, everybody else. B'toch B'nei Israel, among it, the rest of B'nei Israel. Moshe tells him, you wait right here. I'm going to go ask God. And Rashi, according to Sifrei, points out that that's huge. Okay, he's just kind of casually saying, you stand here, I'm going to go ask God. Right? Nobody else can do that. That's Rashi. Lamaniga Ra, Marlahem. He told them, right? They come to him. Ain kodeshim krivim betumai. Wait a minute, you can't offer the carbon. That's it. Your tummy. So they said back. Let's participate anyway. We'll be part of the chabura giving the carbon, and the kohanim will sprinkle the blood. They'll be tahar. V'yachel basar tarim, and our tahar family can eat the meat of the carbon. But we'll still be part of the chabur. It could be sorted on us. Why can't we be part of that?
There's a way to change
it. Amar lahem. So he tells him, imdu meshma. You wait here and I'll ask God. This is like a student who always knows he can go to his Rebbe and ask questions. Ashrei yilud isha. Happy is the one born of woman. Shekach muftach. Who's that secure? Shekoz mani shere hayarot seh. Hayam medaber meshachina. Anytime Moshe wanted, he could talk to God. We walk in, go to the Mishkan, Hashem would answer his questions. Right? That's a huge difference between Moshe and any other Navi. And that's the way the Rambam puts it, talking about Nevuah in general. Elu shehem mevakshim lehit Navi. Someone who wants to be a Navi. You go to Navi school, you learn your Hippo de Dut, meditation, you work on your Midot. And those such people are Haim Nikraim B'nei Nevi'im. That's what in Tanakh is called the B'nei Nevi'im, someone who is working on themselves to get to the point where they warrant being a Navi. They have that level of Kedusha. Even though they have the right intention, they're doing everything right. Still, who Hashem sends a message through is not up to the person. Hashem wants it, fine, yes, no. Now, all these things that we said, this is Rambam talking about Hilchot Nevuah. And Derech Nevuah, L'kol Nevi'im Rishonim Rachonim. This is true of all Nevi'im, early, late. Kusmi Moshe, Moshe is different. Kol Nevi'im, any other Navi. In Navi'im B'chol Eche Yirtzu, other Nevi'im can't just choose the time they have a Nevuah. They have a message from God that is only, it's when God chooses. Moshe Rabbeinu, ain't okay. Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Any time that Moshe wanted, any place that was necessary, Ruach HaKodesh love show, he would be enveloped by the Ruach HaKodesh, v'nevuah shura alav, and he would have a nevuah. He didn't need to prepare himself for it. Prepared at all, every moment he's prepared for it. He is there just like a malach, like an angel. Omed kamalchei asharet, that's an important term. We'll look back to that. V'pichach mitabei l'chol et, therefore he could do have a nevuah at any time. Shenemar, it says in our parsha, imdu v'shma ma'etzeva Hashem lachem. Right? He says, wait, I will go talk to God and ask God what it is. Because we spoke before Shavuos about giving the Torah, and that once the Torah was given, Hashem doesn't tell us how to interpret it. That was literally given to us, to human beings, to figure out. Okay, this is the Gra. We started a bunch of sources. Hashem Maser Hamet L'Sarei HaTorah. Hashem basically gave truth to the master of Torah, to Rabbanim, Bachachma, and wisdom, L'mata Me'aretz, put broad to the land. Kfishi Eskimuhem Yikin Yakum, that whatever Chazal said, that's the way the Torah is going to be interpreted. You don't get to ask Hashem, what does this mean? What do we do now? You have to figure out yourself. But Moshe is different. Notice when in the Sifrei that Rashi is quoting, when the Temeim come to Moshe, they ask to participate, and they're doing it within the context of the halakha they had. They say, well, that the Kohanim sprinkle it, we'll just be part of the Kabura, we're part of the group. The Tehorim will actually eat it. We won't eat it. We know that that's halakha. That's how you normally think about halakha in general. That here are the rules, the parameters that we know. Here's a new situation. What do I do with that? Moshe is completely different. Moshe says, let's go ask God what he wants, and Hashem comes down with a brand new halakha. Here's Pesach Sheni. No previous record of it. Right? Moshe can do that. And that's true, not just at Mount Har Sinai, but afterwards. This is in the wilderness afterwards. And that lasted until Moshe's death. Famous Gemara in Temura. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shloshet Alafim Halachot, Nishkechu Bimei Avolosha Moshe. There were 3,000, and these numbers change different versions of this, 3,000 rules that were forgotten after Moshe died, in the period of mourning for Moshe. Amar Lo Yeshua, so Bnei Yisrael told you, ask Yeshua, Sha'al, go ask God. Right, what do we do in this case, in this case, in this case? They're all coming to him with questions. Yeshua tells them, Lo b'shamayim, no, I can't do that. Lo b'shamayim, I can't ask God what to do. And the other version says, well, Yeshua certainly tried to ask Hashem. I'm Rav Yehuda Marab. B'shash nifta Moshe Rabbeinu l'Gan Eden. At the time that Moshe was dying, Amar lo Yeshua, he's about to go up in Har Nevo, about to die. Amar lo Yeshua, he asked Yeshua, Sha'al mimeni kol sfeikot sheyesh lecha. Go, ask me any questions that you have. I'll be gone. I won't be able to teach you Torah anymore. Amar lo, so Yeshua says back to him, Rebbe, klum hitnachticha sha'a achat, did I leave you for a moment, malachi mekom acher, to anywhere else? I've been learning from you for the past 40 years. Didn't you write in the Torah about me, umesharato Yeshua ben Nun, that Moshe's servant Yeshua ben Nun, Na'ar, was one of his attendants, lo yamish mitaka oel, never left the tent. Yeshua is learning all the time. There isn't anything left. If I had a question, I would ask you. So he says, no, I don't have anything more to ask. Miatashach kochosh Yeshua, immediately Yeshua's kochol, his mind was weakened. Nishachu mimeno shlosh meot halachot, v'nodu lo sheva meot sfeikot. And he immediately forgot 300 laws, and had 700 other things that he was uncertain about. And so this is after Moshe dies, not Miyad, but after Moshe dies, here he's got 1,000 of these sfeikot. Amru kol Yisrael hago. Bnei Yisrael, we're going to kill him. Right? How can you forget?
Can I interrupt you?
Sure.
I just want to say, like, I really empathize with that.
With the?
Like, forgetting mass amounts of information and feeling like I know that I'm forgetting it. Okay. Yes.
Right. So
he
knows everything, and that's what it's been to a human being. And that's the point. You can't memorize. You don't know everything. Even if you know everything, moments later you don't have it anymore. Right. And so Bnei Yisrael going to kill him. Right. That's when he goes. Right. So he goes to Hashem and asks him, okay, here are the halacha. You know, what's halacha here? This case. I have all the things I don't know. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to Yeshua. So Yeshua has a nevuah talking to Hashem. Lo malacha iefshar. Now Hashem says, no, it is impossible. I cannot tell you. That's the gross point. It's now in your hands. Moshe can ask me what to do. Tana and the Brisa continues. Elif v'sheba amayot kalim murin that there were 1700s. Kavachomer is gzir shavot. Gzir shavot is v'dikti de sefarim. And editorial comments, just comments on what the words really meant. Nishkechu b'mei ebelosha Moshe. They were forgotten when Moshe was after Moshe passed away. Amar Rabbi Avohu, and Rabbi Avohu says, Apol Pike, despite this, Hechziran Aniel Bekenaz mitoch kupolo. Aniel Bekenaz, he was one of the Shoftim, he reconstructed those. He answered those questions from his pupil, from his careful reasoning. That's the way Torah is supposed to work. You have a question, that's what you use pupil in the sense of logic, careful deduction. Figure out what the answer is. Hashem's not going to answer the question anymore. Moshe could ask. For 40 years, Moshe could go and ask what the halakha is going to be. After that, it's all dust. So that's the emphasis on what Rashi says. It's that Ashrei Yilud Isha. Happy is the one born of woman. That expression, Yilud Isha, occurs in Tanakh only in Sefer Iyov, and it's always about how frail and more mortal human beings are. Adam Yilud Isha. Man is born of woman, Katsar Yamim, short-lived, Usba Rogez, and full of anguish. It's a bad thing. It reflects how short our lives are and how imperfect we are. But Ashrei Yilud Isha is the one way we can overcome that and achieve these highest heights. And it's in Chazal, it's generally used for Moshe in the same context of he can have contact with the Shekhinah. For instance, when Moshe is getting the Torah, this is the Gemara in Shabbos describing that. Rabbi Shuvan Levi, B'shasha Allah Moshe Lamarom, when Moshe went up on high, Amru Malchei Asharet, B'shnekash Brochon, all the angels ask Hashem, Yibona Shalala, Ma Yilud Isha, that's the expression, what is this Beinenu, what is this mortal human being doing among us? Amru Lahan, the Kabel Torah Bain, that Hashem says he's going to get the Torah. Amufanav, as the Malachim will object. Chamuda, Gnuza, this wonderful hidden treasure. Gnuza alachat teisha me'ot shvim arba darot kodim shnei olam. That was hidden away for 974 generations before the world was created. That comes to the idea that the Elef, Davar Tzivah Elef Dor, that Torah was commanded for 1,000 generations, but there are only 26 generations from creation till giving the Torah. So obviously, whatever the other 900 odd generations were before creation, the Torah came first. And the Malachim are all objecting. Wait, what are you giving this to? A Yilud Isha, to one who is mortal man. You're going to give it to flesh and blood. That's what I said, Yilud Isha. In this case, Moshe is the Yilud Isha who can actually have contact with Hashem. Similarly, after Moshe comes down from Har Sinai, Moshe at the El Ohel, Moshe would go out to the Ol Moed, where Yeshua was learning. That everyone would stand up and by the entrance to their tents, and they would watch Moshe. And Rashi says, they would praise Moshe. Ashrei Yilud Isha, Shekach Muftach. Happy is the one born of woman, a mortal human being, who is this sure, Sheshchina Tikanes Achara L'Petach Olo, that the Shechina will follow him. Moshe gets to have contact with Hashem at every moment. That's the highest spiritual level any human being can aspire to. And Moshe achieves it during his lifetime. He's there. It's what we look forward to in Olam Haba. Rambam describes it as Olam Haba, as being completely incorporeal. Aimbat lo achila lo shtiyah lo tashmish. There's no eating and drinking. That tzaddikim yoshvim. The tzaddikim will simply sit by teru tehem abroshahem with their crowns on their head. The nani mizivashkina will simply bask in the presence of God. That's what Olam Haba is, and Moshe has achieved that. And the Emes Yaakov, Rav Kamenetsky, says that this is what, in that Gemara about Yeshua asking Moshe the question, that's what he was missing. That's what Yeshua failed to realize. We told Moshe, I don't have anything to ask. You've taught me everything that I think I need to know. And he cites the Gemara, the Amram Zerah, Amram Rabba Bar Zimuna, Imru Shonim B'nei Malachim, Anu G'nei Hashem. If the previous generations were like angels, we are only human. Imru Shonim B'nei Hashem, if the previous generations were humans, Anu K'chamarim, we are donkeys. This Yeridat HaDorot, that going from Moshe Yeshua was a lowering in that spiritual level. This is Yemes Yaakov. Yesh Lavin, we need to understand. Halach Ora Yeshua Tzadak B'dvara. The truth is, Yeshua was right when he answered. Like, I have nothing more to learn. What can I say? What do you say? Here's what I'm sure of. This is what I'm going to be, forget. You don't know that. Yilu haya Yeshua Omer L'Moshe. And if Yeshua had told Moshe, Talmidcha ani, u'mimecha ani shoteh. I'm your student. I drink from your waters. Amor li mashani chaser. Tell me what I'm missing. I don't know. You're asking me what I still am not sure of. I don't think there's anything. You tell me. What could have Moshe had said? Right? Hakvar masar lo kol Torah kula. Right? Moshe had already given him all the Torah. Moshe couldn't have answered any better. Here's what you're going to forget. Here's this new situations that are going to come up that you don't know the answers to. What possible answer could you have been given? I'm not nira, but the truth is, it appears she'apsha Yeshua lamad kol Torah mipi Moshe. Even though Yeshua had learned the Torah from Moshe, mikol makom klal echad balacha lo lamimera. He didn't learn one thing. He didn't really realize it. I know haklal she'masul chazal. This is the klal im rishonim b'nei malachim anu b'nei Hashem. This Yeridat HaDorot. If previous generations were like angels, we are only human beings. And that didn't quite get that difference between Moshe and Yeshua. That Moshe is like the Malachim who can ask, if we go to Hashem at any point and get an answer, Yeshua can't do that. So Yeshua goes to Hashem when these Sfeikot come up, and Hashem says, "Ef Shalacha, I can't tell you." Moshe should have told him this idea that each tukufa, each time period, each era of Torah ends. That's the beginning of Pirkei Avot. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Mastro Yeshua, Yeshua Zekanim. These are different tukufa, different ways of learning Torah. Now when Moshe is passing on, the Ganeden going, Ganeden Nigma Tukufa Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. The end of the period of Moshe Kibbutz Torah. There's no more Kibbutz Torah. And the point being, it's not just at Sinai. This happened throughout the 40 years in the wilderness, that Moshe was still Makabel Torah. He was still learning things directly from Hashem. Matchila tufat natnal Yeshua. Now is the time of Yeshua. Different way of learning Torah. Reze kuvar tkuvar chadasha. It's a new era. Kuvar chal haklal she'im arishneim k'beni malachim. And now is the point where this Yeridat HaDorot, we can't ask Hashem anymore. And that's why Hashem says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo malcha yefshar. Hashem says, I can't. Klomar, achshav shenitchatma kufat Moshe, now that this era of Moshe is sealed, it's over, shuv Torah laba shamayimi. Now, Hashem is saying, this is a limitation I place on myself. Torah is not in shamayim. Shuv eni yachol, and I can't, right? God's limiting his own power. Limsor lacha halachot. I can't give you a lacha close man shit to yourself. Anytime you want it. I just said Moshe Yachol Lomar Imdu Veshma. That Moshe could say, you wait here and I will hear what God has to say, my Tzav Hashem, what God will command. Yeshua Kvar Eno Yachol Asodkin. Yeshua couldn't do it. Hare Shuv in Humedrika Tosha Moshe, because he's not the level of Moshe. Not as in the Gavua. And that, I say, is Moshe's error as well. He didn't tell Yeshua this, because it didn't sink into Moshe's real understanding that was true, that Moshe was somehow different from everybody else. His feeling that everybody could achieve that level of Nevuah. That was Moshe's goal, right? That's the week's Parsha as well. We have the famous pasuk, "Ish Moshe anav ma'od mikol adam asher al pnei adama." Moshe was humbler than the humblest man who ever lived on earth. What does anava mean? I love this. I like this quote here of Rick Warren, who's a Christian pastor, but still a good quote. Like, humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. You've heard that before?
I've heard it as, I think it's, Leah, if you're there, maybe you could correct me.
I am there.
I feel like I heard, I know Ruth Ginsburg, you said like this, that like, being humble is saying, I have gifts, so not therefore I have rights, but I have gifts, therefore I have responsibilities.
Okay, same idea.
But no, I like
it. It's not even saying that. It's saying it's not about me at all. Humility is, I may acknowledge my gifts, and my foreman's cheer this week was all about that. Of saying, part of that as responsibilities, it's nothing to make me better. But this is what, and this is what Moshe's humiliates. Anava was in his nevuah, realizing and saying, it's not me. I didn't achieve anything. That's the story of this, that first Sanhedrin. Eldad stayed in the camp while the other 70 were in front of the Mishkan, and they had this nevuah. They had some of the spirit from Ruach Kodesh from Moshe. But this Ruach Kodesh rested on them as well. They were of those who were cited to come to Mishkan, to Ola, but they didn't go. And they experienced this nevuah in the middle of the camp. And so some kid ran to Moshe and told on them. The Eldar Meidad are experiencing prophecy in the camp. Ayan Yoshua ben Nun Mishrei Moshe, and Yoshua answers, one of Moshe's loyal servants, says, Ani Moshe Kla'em, Moshe, wipe them out, punish them. Kla'em, put them in prison. Kla'em, wipe them out. Great Rashi, according to Gemara, that Kla'em means give them responsibilities, and they'll be miserable, and they'll be imprisoned in their public responsibility. They can't just be Nevi'im in there. But what does Moshe say? Moshe, I'm in a kane atali. You're going to be jealous for me. Mitan kol am Hashem Nevi'im. Only all of Bnei Yisrael were Nevi'im. Kitan Hashem recall him. If only Hashem would put a rest of spirit on all of Bnei Yisrael. Everyone should be at that point where they're experiencing Nevuah. That'd be wonderful. Excuse me. And I'm being called by spam. That's what Anava is. And Moshe doesn't point out to Yeshua that, okay, you can't ask Hashem the question, because it doesn't occur to him that this is, I mean, know it, lo b'shamayimi, but this doesn't feel that anyone should be different, that Moshe is any different from anyone else. But this fact that Moshe achieves this level of connection, of imdu ve'eshma'a, he's omed, like the malachim. We know the Torah for the Hanukkah, that Hashem promises the Kohen Gadol that I will give you malachim ben ha'omdim ha'ela.
Right.
But the point of omdim is that you can't develop, right? He achieves the highest level of its spiritual of connection to Hashem that's possible. Where do you go from there? So this is the Meshach Chachma. Shocking conclusion about the implications of this imdu ve'eshma'a.
Oh, is this the dog again? Okay.
That's the, what if you're right? That, now that's the connection of, okay, you've achieved your goal. Now what? Okay. So this is the Meshach Chachma. Looking at what Mamad Har Sinai meant, that we believe we believe that what Moshe says is true. That Moshe says, this is Hashem's rule, this is the absolute truth, this is part of Torah. Lachshav, even if 10 million Nevi'im would come after Moshe, with miracles and signs, and they will speak the name of God, and they'll do miracles. And they say, we need to change even the point of the yud. From the Torah, no lishmalo. We will not listen to them. Mitzvah hamitam kedin be a sheker, and we consider them false prophets, and it's a capital crime. Kevin on what Moshe anu a dimbat, because we ourselves will testify that we believe Moshe's Torah. Yes, Amar, Gam Bakaya Minim Olam. That's what it says. Right? We believe Moshe forever. Uduk, which means think carefully and it'll be obvious. B'chol Divrei Rabbeinu, B'chol Yisrael Torah, and you should look into the words of the, this is Rabbeinu here is the Rambam. In Hilchot Yisrael Torah, Perek Zayin Mechet, we talked about Nevuah, we quoted those before. B'chol Divrei Kedoshim, cross the Meshech Chacham is all the words of the Rambam are holy. B'ruach Nevuah Amram B'Safek, and certainly he had a he had his own sense of Nevuah here.
Oh, wow.
Meshech Chacham is saying that the Rambam clearly had a had Ruach Nevuah. It's a that's exaggerated presumably, but it's a little bit ironic, you know. It's like,
yeah, we
do not believe Nevuah at all until it comes to Torah, but the Rambam certainly was a Navi when it came to Torah. So look at that. Okay, so he's saying the Rambam. Wait, we certainly take the Rambam's word for how Nevuah works and the nature of Moshe's Rabbeinu and Moshe's Nevuah. MK, but if that's true. How is it possible that that Hashem could say you need to believe Moshe? Moshe comes and says, "This is what Hashem said. We believe Moshe." Period. Moshe says free will. And we haven't taken away Moshe's free will. So Moshe says, "Imdu ve'eshma'a ma'atav Hashem." How do we know that Moshe isn't going in there, back into the old Moed, flipping some dice and coming out and saying, here's what God said. Maybe he's making it up. I can be absolutely sure that Moshe is saying what the message from Hashem is. We don't trust any other Navi, absolutely. It's only a matter, he can only say something, the Shah. Moshe, we believe. Maybe Chas V'Shalom Moshe would choose Lo Sif Midah to make his own comment. You know, Imdu Me'ashemah, and he's just going to come back. Here's another law from God.
Right? Maybe that's why we emphasize that he was humble.
It wasn't anything. It was right. He had no. He had no. There was no there in himself. Al Korchan. Okay, so this is his conclusion. Basically, say that Hashem Yibarach Shalal Mimeno Habechira Lagamrei. We have to say that Moshe did not have Bechira to make that up. That was taken away from Moshe. Bishan Mukhra Kamalachim. And he's left as the Imdu like a Malach.
Wow.
At that point, once he's at the point by Nino B'chal Olam, we have to say that the Meshech Chacham is claiming that Moshe no longer has Bechira.
Wow.
He's no longer human.
That's
at least that is wild. At least in the sense of when he's giving, when he's telling you the Torah. That's not Moshe as a human being. And that's a problem. The whole point of creation is Bechira, is for human beings to make choices. So, but Bechira in Ma'ala Tadam Yotem, we call him to him. Because without Bechira Chofshit, without free will, there's no difference between human beings and anything else, any other creatures. Raksha Moshe mitzad atzmo, Amal v'yaga kolkach, that Moshe worked on himself. That Moshe brought himself to the highest level, the most complete level, the most complete possible level. He was merited to lose that humanity, that Bechira. And he points out that Bnei Yisrael, Makim Mar HaSinai, experienced that same sort of loss of free will. Huchu Kamalachim.
Oh, right.
Because they were forced, when they had the experience of Mamar HaSinai, they had no choice but to accept it. That's the usual way of understanding what this held the mountain over them like a barrel. That the experience of Mamar HaSinai was so close to Hashem that they had no free will anymore. They were no longer human. They had to accept it. So you Murchachim Mitzad Tziklam, okay, that's that the very fact they understood they were so close to Hashem, Gabel and Madrid, they had to cut the Torah. Right, and that's why you needed Kibu afterwards to really make it voluntary. But after Mamad Har Sinai, Hashem tells Moshe to go tell the people, Lechem or Lechem, Shuvah Hem or Lechem, you go back to your tents, Batap Ho Amodi Madi, you stay with me here. And you're staying at that level. That he lost the power of his own body, the Chumrah Tav and the physical nature of it. Hasagot Tzulullah, and his understanding was pure, Rabihira, and clear. Nedar Bechiratel, he lost, Moshe lost his free will. That's the Meshach Chachma.
Whoa.
Okay, that at that point, you can't say it's absolute because clearly he still makes mistakes and still gets angry afterwards, but at least in that term of when he's comes down and says, you have to say that is absolute. We believe it because Moshe doesn't have the choice to say anything else. He's lost the Bechira. And for this reason, Pirush Minisha, that's why he had no relations with his wife at the end of the parasha, with Miriam's comment, because he is no longer human. He is no longer, right? He is always in that state of readiness for Nevuah. He is Omed Kamalach Yashare. He is standing. But he doesn't have the option of building anymore. He's done, which is almost tragic. That poor dog. Okay? But he's nothing more to strive for. The Meshach Chachma continues on that in that idea. Lo bechira, without free will. Lo haya lehem schar al kima Torah. There's no reward for fulfilling the Torah. Shal hechrech en schar. Something that's mandated, that's determined, that's deterministic. You can't have reward for it. Shalo mitzat amalam hachanatam. They didn't have anything to do with their effort, their preparation. Which loses the ability to prep schar. He's achieved his olam haba already in this world. Shamar, and that's what it means when Hashem tells the rest of Bnei Yisrael, "Chuvu lahem lo lechem, you go back to your tents." That's going back. Okay, I'm sending you back. You are now have free will. You can make your own choices, and the rest of Sefer Midbar is all the bad choices that they're making. You know that. The power, the physical forces, because they're surrounded by the thousands of forces of their imagination, shakriyut, and lies, fault, and mistakes, tavat cheshek, and physical desires, kiyotu bazan, similar to that. The Bnei Yisrael get their bechira back. They're no longer at the level they were at Mar Sinai. That allows them to make good choices so they can get a schar. Okay, that's the fact that we have left to figure things out on our own. And we can't go to Hashem at any moment. That's what to do. That means we can always try harder and we can always develop ourselves and actually get a reward for that. And that's what the Pirkei Avot says. Better one moment of Masim Tovim in this world than all of Olam Haba. Even the reward is infinite. One moment of tranquility and Olam Haba is better than Mikol Chayim Haba, better than everything in this world. But still, the act of achieving that, the Sha'ab Tshuva Masim Tovim, is greater than all of Olam Haba. So that's what we get. Something that Moshe doesn't get in this way of looking at it.
I'm sorry, I just missed that because Eliyahu. does Moshe ever come back down?
I mean, he physically comes back down. He's with the people.
No, does he ever get his Bechira back? Or that's it? Reached it, and then won the game. Game over.
Right. That's the way the Meshach Chachma is reading that. At least, he still makes mistakes. We have the memory van, he gets angry and all that. But in terms of his Torah, learning Torah and saying, this is what Hashem wants, he doesn't. Yet, Meshach Chachma, the fact that we automatically believe everything means that we have to say that Moshe does not have the ability to make stuff up on his own. He doesn't have the ability to go off the derech.
It's so sad.
It's almost sad, right? I mean, read this Meshach Chachma, and it's almost sad. It's like, yes.
Well, we strive for that level too, which is in Olam Haba. Moshe earned it, and he's, as the leader of the, I think, don't we learn that leaders also lose Bechira to some extent because they're for the people?
Right. Lev Melech, B'yad Hashem, something like that, Mishlei. Right. That's true too, right? Adam, we don't have nearly much Bechira, we think we do. But still this idea that you lose the schar once you've gotten to that level, right? Once you win, and Moshe won. And he still was leading them, but it wasn't
Right.
There wasn't growth happening at that point, which connects into the idea of, you know, the going up to and watching Rabbi Akiva as well, who's learning Torah, where Moshe can't learn Torah.
Oh, that's what he's like.
Right, Moshe can't learn Torah. Moshe's way of reasoning is almost always, a couple places where he may learn it out, but almost always is, I'm going to go ask God. And he can do that. But then we have that tekufa ends, and now it's all in our hands. So you have a huge responsibility.
Whoa. No pressure. Yes, pressure.